This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Coming up, don't forget, we've got our Nail the Score segment in our second hour, last segment. Oh, yes. Whatever the game of the week is going to be, our computer will pick it. You could be the lucky winner, depending, again, on what the game of the week is. And it's like bingo. You just pick a side. You don't have to know anything about football whatsoever. More details coming out about the pressure cooker and New York and New Jersey, part of what we'll talk about along the way during this show. Also, off and on the campaign trail, boy, the clock is ticking because we are very close to that first presidential debate. Very, very close. Each and every show, our pals from Talk Media News join us, and hopefully tonight somebody will be able to call us. I think somebody is calling us tonight, in fact, to talk about what's happening in Washington. Most of the conversation, though, in Washington is, other than funding the government, it is about Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Because, of course, what happens is the politicians jump off and on the campaign trail themselves to push for whoever their candidate is. Now we'll see more of that really start to happen because we're getting closer and closer. I mean, here we are almost at the end of September, so you figure you go through October. We are really less than 2 months from Election Day and three huge, huge presidential debates coming up. And I circled these on my calendar a long time ago that this was going to be really where I think you'd see a lot of people tune in, and maybe some of those people who are on the fence would make a decision. It's pretty interesting that a story breaks that Bush won. It says he's voting for Hillary Clinton. He's voting for Clinton, not voting for Trump. The Bush family didn't have very much to say about that after that story broke, but it's certainly raised a few eyebrows because, of course, the longtime Republican, the GOP forefather, if you will, if you go back a few generations, think of Bush and the Bush legacy, Prescott Bush, the first Bush. And on the campaign trail, I think today what's gotten the most buzz has been Skittles. And if you're listening to and you're saying, Skittles, you're talking about the candy Skittles? Yes. What happened was Don Jr. tweeted out something about Skittles. And in his tweet about Skittles, he said, if you knew there were some poisonous Skittles, three poisonous Skittles in the bowl, would you still eat the Skittles? And he was talking about the Syrian refugees. He was making that analogy. So even the company Mars, who produces Skittles, came out to say that they apologize for the comment and don't support it, which is ridiculous, the analogy, because that's what it was. It was an analogy. So even the company felt like they needed to distance themselves from that comment. So with 42 words and a hashtag and a bowl of Skittles, Junior illustrated what he thought was the dangers of letting Syrian refugees into the United States, but he set off a controversy bomb by equating those refugees with the candy. The blowback was sweeping, was immediate, where you had messages saying this was belittling the refugees. It was bigoted. Even, like I said, Skittles rebuffed him. A long time New Hampshire-based Republican strategist who doesn't support Donald Trump's campaign said he was disgusted at the way Trump Jr. and the others have spoken disparagingly about refugees. And he said, talk about a politically powerless group with no public defenders. And this is Fergus Cullen. We've actually had him on the show a long time ago. And he said the frat boy culture around Trump stems directly from Trump himself. And so, of course, what is the Trump family going to do? A Trump campaign spokesperson defended it, saying, you know, look, Junior's a tremendous asset. Here's the reality. This family is passionate about changing America by bringing real positive change to Washington. They're not political insiders, and their honesty and connection with real people is what's made them so popular with voters also seeking change. So that's my question to you. Do you think that's what it is, and is it enough? I do agree with that statement. Is it enough to get Donald over the top? Is it enough to push Trump into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with Melania and Barron and the rest of the crew? Or will Hillary Clinton just edge him out? I mean, because ultimately, the crystal balling of this campaign is now what it's down to. It's down to the comments, the war of words, the pundits, the people that go out and vote, the Electoral College, how that swings. And so we know that there's something there. And, I mean, I'll tell you, it is a crazy wild circus. I feel like my mother one time, picture this, and some of you may have been to these kind of circuses. You know, we always went to there's always the big circus that comes into town, right? So Barnum and Bailey, the Barnum and Bailey Circus, Ringling Brothers, whatever, huge with all the elephants and giant, and you're in some big, you know, you're in some big arena somewhere. But I always wanted to go to the sideshow circus. So finally, she took me to one of those sideshow circuses with the bearded woman and the crazy hall of mirrors where you couldn't find your way out, and whatever they had at this impromptu kind of circus that popped up. And this is what this campaign is. You just never know where the tent's going to drop. You never know along the way what goodies are going to be left behind. But ultimately, there's going to be one ringmaster. Only one person stands at the end of this, and who is that person going to be? So many people have called the show or emailed the show to say for sure, especially after the email blunder, that Hillary Clinton was going down, that was it, she was going down, that's it. You talk about the email server, it's a story that's not going to die, it's ridiculous, and this is what's going to ultimately pull her out. But it hasn't. Then the health scare last week, the revelation that she had pneumonia, but it was a mild case of pneumonia, and then Donald Trump getting his health records reviewed on Dr. Oz. But no matter what it is, whether it's today Skittles and Don Jr., there's always something else coming down the pike the next day. You know what it's going to be after Election Day? It's going to be like butt down because the circus leaves town. And then we're stuck with whoever the ringmaster is, because I know deep down most of you listening, in fact, I'd venture to say 85% listening, would not have preferred either one of these candidates. You were not pushing for either one of these candidates, Republican or Democrat. Doesn't matter, right? Coming up, odds and ends. And a few other surprises along the way, too, here in this edition of America Tonight.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Tonight. I was wondering where he was, and of course that would be Mahalo, the golden retriever here, the mascot of America tonight. There must be a storm coming. When there's a storm, he suddenly finds his way into the studio. There is a storm as part of Odds and Ends that is brewing in the Atlantic. Tropical storm Lisa, they say, is strengthening slightly over the eastern tropical Atlantic. And it's going to gain a little bit more strength, should weaken in the next couple of days, but it's about 460-some miles west of the Cabo Verde Islands, if you know where they are. I'm fascinated by these tropical storms that sometimes become hurricanes, and I'm always hoping for the best that they don't turn into full-fledged hurricanes and end up, ultimately smashing into land somewhere. But the good thing about hurricanes and tropical storms is we have weather maps. We have the National Weather Service that can eyeball all of this and give you approximations of when something's going to land. I mean, something ultimately meaning the storm could become bigger than they thought, or it could dissipate, which always that's the best when it dissipates, right? But at least there's some indication of that, unlike these tornadoes, and when you have to deal with tornadoes and having really no idea, there's no critical mass other than some of the warnings that, frankly, some of the weather forecasters in Tornado Alley have gotten really good at, but there's no giant strides that we've made in that department because it's very hard to predict that. But anyway, it looks like everybody can sleep well in the Atlantic. It's pretty far off at this point anyway. Part of Odds and Ends would be, I think, and just this This was all over the place. Do we really care? No. But, you know, divorce is divorce. I mean, what do you think the divorce rate is in the United States? I'm thinking there are no hard stats because I've tried to find them before. But I'm thinking the divorce rate has to be rather high. Like I'm thinking somewhere in the neighborhood of 50%. Look around your neighborhoods. Do you think that's accurate or maybe not? So anyway, why this number that's elusive and we don't know? Well, the big news is I was reading the front page of the New York Times and the Post, and of course, what are they all reporting on? But Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have decided to call it quits. So that makes news, right? It's above the fold, as they say, which is so crazy to me. With so much that's happening in our nation, you've got suspicious package that was outside a federal building in L.A. and talking about the bomb squad going down there, talking about the North Carolina officer who shot an armed man, but police say that this was justified, and protesters come out in droves. The fact that you've got more that's happened, that's been released, more video, etc., on that bombing that happened in New York City that was miraculous, the people weren't killed in that. Now they say they found a scrawled journal in the bombing suspect's belongings where there was a quote where he said, "The sounds of bombs will be heard in the streets." So obviously this is premeditated, not a shocker. Ahmed Khan Rahami was somebody who followed Anwar al-Awlaki, the Islamic leader terrorist, who did everything he could internet-wise. He was like a rock star still. People are following him, and he was one of those people that followed him. And, Rahami's father actually had talked to the police and said his son was a terrorist. He's worried his son was a terrorist, and they said there wasn't anything there. I mean, 2 years ago, he actually called, not even the police initially, that was the first call, but he called the FBI. He said, his son's doing bad. And they said, he's not a terrorist. I said, okay, and then look what happened. Can you imagine if anybody was killed and that was revealed? So Tuesday, officially, the feds charged Rahimi with planting several bombs around New Jersey and New York last weekend, including the device that detonated on that street in Chelsea and wounded 31 people with flying glass, shrapnel, ball bearings, the typical markings of an Islamic terrorist, right? 28 years old. Two kids by a woman in Pakistan, his wife. So they arrested him. We know that. We've talked about that after a gun battle in New Jersey on Monday. They found this notebook in his backpack, and that's, had all kinds of entries in it. And that's where he said the thing about the bombs will be heard in the streets and gunshots to your police, death to your oppression. So, of course, now they're investigating his radicalization. Same familiar themes that we hear over and over again, but here's the deal. The FBI stopped this plot. Coming up next on America Tonight, boy, I hope a ton of you are tuned in for this. If there was definitely a show to be tuned into, a conversation coming up in our second hour, actually, with a Secret Service agent, longtime Secret Service agent, who talks about if you knew the plots that were stopped and that this struggle has just gotten worse and that people need to report things that are suspicious because that's what's helped stop so much that has happened that has been stopped. And, this pressure cooker deal was very similar to this Tsarnaev brothers and what they did at the Boston Marathon in 2013. So it's the same questions, the same deal we're hearing. Radicalized, outside the U.S., what's influenced him coming back? And Rahami even referred to the Boston Marathon bombings in that notebook he was carrying when he was arrested. And as I said, he wrote about Anwar al-Awlaki, the American-born clerk whose online videos the Boston Bombers watched, and he watched, and he has all these followers and has a cult following. So, you know, again, these attacks, this is the scary thing, is the attacks show no signs of stopping or letting up. And there are so many people that are, they say, that are coming into the attention of law enforcement. They don't have the resources to surveil all of them. And they say in some cases, they couldn't do it appropriately. Legally, they couldn't do it. And in the neighborhood, what are people saying? We're in shock. And they're saying, it goes to show you never know who people are. He's a normal kid, jeans, T-shirt. They didn't think much about him being from Afghanistan because they said, look, it's a melting pot. And that everybody was always friendly. They gave neighbors free chicken at their restaurant, the family, all this stuff. But he bought the bomb-making components on eBay in June. A circuit board, electric igniters for fireworks, ball bearings, cell phones that could be used as bomb triggers, all of that. They recovered a cell phone video shot 2 days before the bombing. They show him blowing up a container near his house in Elizabeth. So you can hear a loud noise and flames and all of that. Now they're trying to decide whether his wife, Bibi Rahami, who left the United States for Pakistan a number of weeks before the bombing, but was stopped on Sunday or Monday in the United Arab Emirates on her way back from Pakistan. She's being questioned by U.S. investigators. They say she's cooperative. But was she in any way part of the whole bombing scheme? And that's what they're trying to figure out, trying to either rule that out or not. But the pattern of his travel history, I think, was a dead giveaway. So punting this into the future, I wonder what will change as far as how do you stop this threat? It is a pretty elusive threat. Thank goodness that there were actually people on the street that called the cops. There were actually people, somebody even picked up the pressure cooker, which is wild. I mean, they could have been killed. But luckily they made the calls. And that made all the difference in the world. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, it's a land grab. The Antiquities Act being used to snatch up big chunks of land, fair or foul. Wait till you hear what's happening right under our noses. That's next on ATN.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Having this guy on the show. He is the National Center for Public Policy Research General Counsel and Free Enterprise Project Director Justin Danhoff. He's the guy who confronts the people who don't want to tell the truth in some of these companies. And this time around, it's Nike. Hey, Justin, thanks so much for popping on with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's such a pleasure, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. So tell me about what happened with Nike when you confronted them today, the company, asking them at the shareholders meeting for some answers, and you didn't get very much, did you?
No, this is a very bizarre meeting. This was like, you know, state-controlled media out of Russia or something. So when I showed up at the meeting today, I intended to ask them a question about their support for the Obama administration's lawsuit against the state of North Carolina regarding HB2, which has become a hot-button issue known as the bathroom law in North Carolina, which says that, you know, the sign over restrooms means something. Men's room should be men's room, women's room should be women's room, and that's what those signs should mean. And the Obama administration is suing North Carolina saying, no, those signs are meaningless, everybody should be able to pressure they want, whichever shower they want, whichever public facility they want. And what's very interesting is that 68 major American corporations have decided to join with the Justice Department and signed an amicus brief supporting their position that is not what those signs should mean. And that is just the headline part of the issue. But what the bigger issue is that what the Department of Justice is really doing is playing a little bit of a shell game. They're saying this is all about discrimination. This lawsuit's about discrimination. No, it's not. What this lawsuit is about is the fact that there are federal laws that define protected classes in this country. And this 1964 Civil Rights Act is the bedrock law that this case is coming under. And what the Department of Justice is seeking is the ability to rewrite that federal law to redefine sex in the way the Department of Justice in 2016 would like to be redefined. And that's what the corporations are lining up to get. And that's what's very disconcerting, because what they're saying is that we shouldn't write laws anymore. The Department of Justice should be able to write laws the way that they see. But, of course, the Department of Justice is an executive branch, and every 4 years we go to the polling places and we vote to change the executive branch. And the reason that we don't have the Department of Justice write laws is because they aren't accountable to us. Because let me tell you, the last time I went to the polling place, I didn't see a box to check for Loretta Lynch, and I don't think you did either, Kate. And so that's the whole point in this lawsuit, is that the Department of Justice is seeking to gain power that our founders put in the hands of Congress, not in the hands of the executive branch. And so when I showed up at Nike today, I asked a very simple question: why are you guys trying to change the rule of law? Why are you guys trying to change the way that we do business in this country? I was told I wouldn't be allowed to ask my question. That the company would decide what questions would be asked and how they would be asked. That's why I say it's more like the state-controlled media out of, you know, the Soviet Empire. And so instead of asking my question about why would you support such a position, the company asked itself, and I kid you not, the CEO asked the other executives in front of the room, what is Nike's current position on discrimination, and how does that relate to what's going on in North Carolina? That is how they synthesized the question to themselves. Granted, they had 2 hours to come up with a way to synthesize my question, and that's how they did it. You and I, Kay, have talked after many a shareholder meeting.
Yes.
And I have never, ever seen a company run a meeting like this, where the shareholders, you get one time a year to talk to the executives, and they took the opportunity to not listen to a single shareholder in the room. It was very concerning as an investor, and it's very concerning that the company. This is a very serious issue, because it goes well in the case of HB2 law in North Carolina. You know, it goes to the fact that we cannot have an executive branch that has the ability rewrite federal law the way that they see fit. And the precedent that such a case could set would be really, really quite, impressive to change the way that we have the rule of law in this country. And so that's why I went and I spoke at the meeting today.
Wow. Again, unbelievable. And you said it. We've talked a lot about this, and it's just, I guess I just wouldn't really expect that from someone like Nike at all. Again, I wouldn't have expected that of all the places that you went to see, have been. What's next for you? What's the next stop? Where next? Who are you going to see next?
So, I think that there's a little company called Procter & Gamble in Ohio that needs to be spoken to, and, I'll be heading there in a few weeks. And, my calendar keeps turning, and, the frequent flyer miles keep piling up. And, wherever there's companies that are diminishing freedom, you'll find me there, Kate.
All right. I love it. Justin, thanks so much. We know it's late. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Kate. Bye.
So, we've been talking about these companies. The National Center for Public Policy Research believes definitely that the congressional approval is necessary if the federal government is going to extend the Civil Rights Act to cover individuals who identify as transgender but choose not to actually really, change their gender medically or legally. Otherwise, it says any part of the Civil Rights Act could be redefined at the whim of any president for any reason. So, they issued a press release criticizing 68 companies, including Nike, that are working with the administration to give the executive branch more power in rewriting federal laws. And that was part of what the conversation has been and what we've had with Justin. And he has taken on a lot of different companies, and the reactions have been very varied. But Nike was kind of a... I think Nike was a surprising I think Nike was a curveball. I don't think that he expected that would happen at Nike. As we motor through the rest of the show, some reaction to what's happening in Charlotte, certainly. It's gotten, since the last time we talked, it's gotten worse. In other words, the conversation has turned to, with this violence, it has to stop. Let's end it. Let's stop it. The rioting in the streets is such a threat to all peaceful citizens. And, like I mentioned, we're seeing that it's also been extended to other places are starting to pick up the ball on this. And, boy, this debate coming up on Monday. And we're going to be talking in the next couple of shows a lot more about this. But what is this debate going to be like on the heels of now what has happened in the last couple of weeks? The pressure cooker bombing in New York, the violence in Charlotte, and the immigration stories and problems that abound. And boy, it's to me, I could only imagine trying to boil this down if I were doing this first one, this first presidential debate, what would the questions be? And, you know, the candidates have no say. They don't get to have prior approval over whatever's asked. And it's pretty obvious some of what would be asked. So now we have Pennsylvania Avenue, who's going to be the next occupant, and a previous occupant, while we discuss the war of words on the campaign trail in the upcoming debate. I saw an interesting quick side note here about an auction, a Ronald Reagan auction, taking in $5.7 million. Can you believe it? We're having this contentious, crazy American election cycle. And the nostalgia for the Reagan years, we've seen it. It's been talked about by Democrats and by Republicans, of course. So 400 lots from the estate went past their estimated values and brought in a total of that 5.74. The original $2 million estimate was almost ridiculously conservative, right? So cowboy boots with the presidential seal sold for $199,500. A page of pencil sketches doodled on White House stationery and signed Ronald Reagan was estimated to sell for about $3,500. The buyer paid $100,000. An unused football signed by Reagan and scribed "Win One for the Gipper" sold for $93,000. The estimate for that, $10,000. Wow. How about that? Even there was a glass jar filled with Reagan's jelly beans, and that sold for $32,000. The estimated value, like what they thought they would get, $1,000. That is so crazy. Isn't it? And it just shows you how much people, you know, long for the Reagan era. I do, and all the conversation. I mean, because that's so unheard of, how much more people were willing to pay. And they couldn't have estimated them that low. I mean, that's just wild. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, what's going on in Charlotte? We'll talk more about that.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Jesus, gonna be kind to me, and it's fine, you'll never meet her equal.
I hope this is the ultimate illustration to the people of this country that everyone can support law enforcement with their voice, picking up that phone, going over to an officer, saying you saw something. In this case, how many lives were saved because one guy followed through and actually informed law enforcement of what he saw?
I hope. That's the New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, and he's talking about what happened, of course, over the weekend in New York with follow-throughs over the pressure cooker and the fact that, if there was no reaction to this, and he's absolutely right, then how many other people could have been affected by what happened if there wasn't that quick reaction? New Jersey, that's what we saw, a shutout in New Jersey. And yes, there were people that were injured, but there is no doubt that it could have been so much worse. All right, so as we motor through this final segment for this hour of the show, a couple of things. I mentioned the protests were peaceful on the third night in Charlotte, by the way. So craziness ensued for a couple of nights, and then that certainly has settled down. But here's what's happened in a few other areas. And one of them is in Tulsa. You know, there's a lot of conversation over the shooting in Tulsa. So Tulsa officer Betty Shelby fatally shot a 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher. And this happened, last week. And the officer has been charged with first-degree manslaughter. You know, they looked at the facts, and there was conversation about whether or not windows were up or down and what she was seeing. And so this has happened. I mean, this is a white officer in Tulsa who was shown on video fatally shooting an unarmed black man charged with manslaughter. The district attorney filed that charge against Betty Shelby a week after cameras filmed her shooting Crutcher as he stood beside a stalled SUV. The video showed him walking toward the car with his hands above his head while several officers followed closely behind with the weapons, and he stopped at the driver's side window, his body facing the SUV, before slumping to the ground. A few seconds later, there was a shots fired that, you know, yelled out, and the police department said after they investigated he didn't have a gun on him or in his car. The footage doesn't really show a clear view of when she fired the shot that killed him. Her attorney said Crutcher was not following police commands and that Shelby opened fire when the man started to reach through the window. So that's where the conflict comes in. What happened in reaching through the window? The Oklahoma governor, Mary Fallon, said she hopes the decision provides some peace to the Crutcher family, and she urged people to be patient as that case unfolds. And she's saying, listen, no matter how you feel about this, I hope Oklahomans will respect the views of your friends and neighbors, because we still have to live peacefully together, because they're worried about what's going to happen in Tulsa after this. And even Benjamin Crump, the well-known attorney, said in a statement, we're optimistic that the state attorney will now do his job and vigorously prosecute the officer to the fullest extent of the law, bringing some form of justice to this family. Al Sharpton joined the family to address the Tulsa police shooting. So, you know, it's not just what's happened in Charlotte, it's what's happened in Tulsa, too. And by the way, this officer has worked in the department from June of 2007 to November of 2011. And she was involved in a use of force incident for firearms presentation, they say. Shelby and other officers entered a home with their guns drawn as they were trying to serve warrants. So, you know, this is the deal. Now they're trying to track down more details of her background. And, you know, the event itself and that idea of the window and what happened at the window. But I'll say this again. The prosecutor felt that it was justifiable to make that charge, that manslaughter charge. So that is, boy, that is absolutely huge. Different story in what's happening in Charlotte. And even the mayor there imposed a midnight curfew during the third night of protests, though very peaceful, not risking that could turn back into the situation that we've, you know, seen before. Not what we've seen before. All right, I haven't even mentioned this, but you know we do Nail the Score each and every week here on America Tonight, and it was not the Nail the Score game, but boy, the Patriots. It just doesn't seem to matter who the quarterback is. They are on an incredible roll. The Patriots pounded the Texans. They were on Thursday Night Football 27-0, right? The backup to Tom Brady that we were all making such a big deal about, Jimmy Garoppolo, not a factor because he didn't play. Instead, it was a third-string rookie quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, who was like 91st in the draft, who made his start. Does it show Belichick's prowess as a coach? I don't know. It's got to show the system and what they were able to do and how they exploited a Houston's defense. Because, for them to get goose-egged is just crazy wild. And this kid was 11 of 19 passes for 103 yards and 48 rushing yards. 48 rushing yards. Just another good way to remind you about Nail the Score. Tuesday into Wednesday, our game of the week. We announce what the game of the week is. The computer picks it. And then you call and you have that one segment to do it, or hit me up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet and tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. And by the way, I'll send One World Way packets to anybody who calls in. I've had a lot of requests for that and they've gone out. Sharon Bacchus in our pal from Maine, you're going to get your One World Way. That's on its way too. Should have it by next week, certainly, along with some others as well. I talk about this all the time, how One World Way has really made a difference in my energy level. It's funny because today was the first day I didn't have One World Way, and it's the first day that I'm not usually as pumped up, you know, because I'm juggling a couple different plates like all of you. And this is the first day it's like, where's my One World Way? I need my One World Way. And it's been great. I just grab it when I run out the door. Crazy. All right, so we went from the situation, sadly, what's going in Charlotte and Tulsa, and on to the NFL, and a reminder about the fact that we absolutely will, through the rest of the football season, I've been asked this a couple of times, each and every week, have our Nail the Score segment and give you a chance to win. It's like bingo on steroids. Bingo. And I'm sorry if you have a Yahoo account. I have an aunt who we have taught as much as we can about technology, and I'm actually proud of her. She's, you know, she's in her 70s. She's really kind of embraced what we've taught her. But she has a Yahoo account, and I'm just hoping hers isn't one of the ones that has been hacked into. Did you see the story about 500 million Yahoo accounts have been hacked? Oh, it's the worst when an account gets hacked. I mean, they were just basically stolen. Especially if you store things up. Oh, that's why you got to always change up those passwords as much as possible. The company said they thought it was a state-sponsored actor behind the data breach, meaning somebody acting on behalf of a government. Ooh, and they think it occurred in 2014. Might be one of the largest cybersecurity breaches ever. 500 million user accounts. Change those passwords, people. Thanks to all of you for listening to ATN.
Answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.